You're listening to SBS News.
In Western Sydney, under a strict lockdown, restaurants were swamped with orders from customers wanting to treat their dads and granddads this Father's Day. Sami Karas from restaurant Kickin' In says takeaway orders have been keeping the business afloat.
We're helping for the home delivery. We'll bring joy to all the fathers at home that they can't get out. We'll bring them a bit of Kickin' In experience in their house. We'll give them the butcher's paper, we'll give them the gloves, we'll give them the bibs, and they can have that experience at home with their loved ones.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says scenarios like this will be a thing of the past by Christmas, promising that families will be reunited once 70 and 80% vaccination targets are reached. There's no national consensus on reopening borders, but even reluctant premiers say it's something to aim for. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says getting vaccinated will allow the community to look forward to a so-called normal Christmas.
Without getting into a debate about who's responsible for what in our federation, I think the most important thing is that surely we could all agree with that. We could all work as hard as we can to make that real. Getting vaccinated is an incredibly important part of that. Not only do I want Christmas to be as close to normal as possible, I want to do everything I can and appeal to our community to join me in that work.
The state recorded 183 new coronavirus cases and 82 unlinked. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says that families are hopeful about coming together by December, while New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is going a step further.
Once we hit 80% double dose, by that stage, definitely all internal borders in Australia should not exist. And we certainly won't have to have a statewide lockdown ever again once we hit those 80% double dose vaccination rates.
It comes as New South Wales recorded 1,485 new coronavirus cases. 175 people are in intensive care in the state, and three of them are children with underlying health conditions. New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says there is always a degree of risk with children contracting COVID-19.
Unfortunately, but rarely, people, including children, do require intensive care. Overall, children do very well and with COVID, but there is always a spectrum of disease of any age group.
The Premier is expected to reveal modelling this week, showing a forecast peak in COVID infections and hospitalisations. And a deadline for mandatory vaccination of workers from LGAs of concern has been extended by 2 weeks, beyond Monday the 6th of September. With 40% of the state's adult population now fully immunised, Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the community can look forward to a better life once the state hits higher coverage.
There'll always be things you can't do unless you're fully vaccinated, but it comes down to choice. If you don't want to be fully vaccinated, that's your choice. You just won't be able to participate in things.
Pubs and clubs across the state have thrown their support behind mandatory jabs in order to reopen. With 75,000 hotel staff stood down across the state, a recent survey has found that more than half of workers will be fully vaccinated and expect their colleagues to be too. The arrival of Pfizer supplies may help to meet that wide demand. 500,000 doses from Singapore have been given the tick of approval by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, while another 450,000 doses out of a total 4 million are to be rolled out this month. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.